There is somebody here. I know for those of you who are who are guests here, you are special guests. Amen. We are looking at getting our own place. This place is too small for us. So we are trusting God for a bigger place. But the Lord told me, those of you who are coming here, there are strange people among you with some distinctive blessings and destiny. So I want to just give you the opportunity. If you want to, we are looking at raising £500,000 to get our own place. So the Lord told me, some of you who have come here, you want to support us. So if you want to support us, please speak to the Brother Ben who invited you. You know, just tell him, this is what I want to do. He'll make sure you get the account details that you need for you to be a blessing. Amen. Among those who are have come here, there's a gentleman here. You are going to start a factory, a block factory. It's not like the normal block factories that we have. I don't know, but this one, you are thinking of, for you to understand what I'm talking about, you are going to do different types of blocks. You know, back in Africa, we know what we're talking about, blocks. It's not bricks, it's blocks. They are bigger. Amen. So we don't need 10 to do a particular wall. We need about 15 to do a wall. And that particular, the block factory you are going to start, in your mind, you know it is not just blocks, but you are going to do different decorations with the blocks. But you are here. Because of time, I will not go much into it. But I want you to know that God's hand is in that project. You are going to spread like never before. The hand of God. I know when you look at the vision, you don't even know how it's going to be started, or you don't know how it will come to fruition. But God said his hand is upon it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I don't know. There is somebody also here. I don't know what it had to do with those of you who came to celebrate with that. You have something to do with Regina, a name called Regina. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Do you know who? You are connected to something to do with Regina. Regina, that name was echoing in my spirit several times. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Those of you who came to be a blessed, those of you who came to celebrate the wonderful baby dedication, is there anybody here who's, I don't know whether you are married or your sister is called Regina? I don't know. I see R. I don't know whether it is R-E-G-I-N-A or something. Regina, what is it? Your kid sister. What do you do? You're a nurse. Are you married? No. So those of you who are sitting beside there, be very careful. Don't just, you know. You are going to start a school. Are you aware? You're going to start a school. I don't know, you start slowly in the nursery school. God wants you to start a nursery school, a project you have to embark on. It's going to become very big. Okay? It's going to become very big. That project will become very big. You understand it more when you find your beloved. Have you found your beloved yet? Why are you laughing? I'm asking her a question, you are laughing. It's like either my question is not important or it's too loud. Hallelujah. You know your beloved. Have you found your beloved? Now she's blushing. I'm also blushing now. Father, confirm your word concerning her life. Let your name be glorified. The man who have to start the project of the block factory, where are you? Have you started or you are yet to start? Where are you? It's not something you are going to conceive now. It is something in your heart. Where are you? I wanted to brush over it, but I need to pick it up. Or you don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You know. You want to start a block factory. You They want to go into producing construction materials. Thank you, Father. Let me go back. I have a few minutes to just preach. So if you are, the last time I ministered to somebody, I said, you need a place to sleep. The lady said, no. I said, what I'm seeing, you are going to become unemployed. She said, not me. I said, I see the way you are. You are lying down somewhere. You don't even have anywhere to sleep. She said, no, not me. After service, somebody called me. He said, Pastor, everything you said is true. She's even staying with me now. I said, why? He said, she's not used to those things. So I said, with things, when God speaks, it's those things. Okay. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk to you in a few minutes. Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Amen. It said, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test, approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. Amen. If you have not listened to the podcast, listen to the podcast on Transform Your Mind. Okay? So today I'm doing part two of Transform Your Mind. I've already dealt last week with why you need your mind to be renewed. Praise the Lord. Why you need your mind to be renewed. The reason why you need your mind to be renewed, number one, is your mind set the course of your actions. It is your mind that determines the steps you take. If I can capture your mind, I can capture the next steps you take. Listen to the podcast. It will be a blessing to you. Number two, we said that the mind is where you make your decisions. Every decision you make is subjected, predicated upon your decision. And your decision is accommodated within the fabric of your mind. Number three, I said the mind is at the center of everything we do. So everything you do is subjected, it is pivotal. Your mind is the pivotal point of your actions. If I take your mind off, your actions will be defeated. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The totality of you is how your mind is thinking. I was watching, I didn't watch the whole fight, but I just look at just after the fight, especially I don't watch the heavyweight fight, you know, because it is so, the suspense is too much. After I watched Mike Tyson with Holyfield many years ago, I stopped watching fight, you know, live fight. I don't watch it. I watch it even after they finish, I forward it and I know who is down. Then I back it and I watch it slowly. Praise the Lord. So I stopped. But I saw Anthony Joshua, who was going to fight with Francis. I can't pronounce his surname anyway, don't worry. So Francis, you want to try? Francis what? Ngannou. Mr. Oki got it right. Francis Ngannou. Sorry, I made a mistake, it's all right. So Francis is very, hey, when you look at Francis, there is no way you think that Anthony will beat him. But when I listen to Anthony Joshua, he doesn't talk much. He didn't talk much. They said, this guy is going to beat you. He didn't talk much. And all I heard him talking about, he said, I'm trying to enter into his mind. It is not your physical pulchritude that determines the things that comes out of you. It is what you are thinking. Praise the Lord. The Bible said the promised land was given by God to the Israelites. But the Bible said that when they went to the promised land, they said we saw ourselves as grasshoppers. And because we saw ourselves as grasshoppers, the people who saw us also saw us as grasshoppers. So your mind is very, very important for you to consider. Because of time, I want to talk briefly. I may deal with the one subject of how do I get my mind renewed? How do I get my mind renewed? So that's where we're going to start from. But I'm going to talk a bit. If the kingdom of God or the promises of God is going to be manifested in your life, then you have to accept it in your soul. Then if you can't accept it in your soul, then it means that you can't experience it. The soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. The mind influences greatly our will and our emotion. Your mind, your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your emotions and your will is controlled by your mind. Be with me here. The Bible said that David was so related to God directly. The Bible said God called him a man after my own heart. The Bible said that he's in this thinking process. The army of Israel have gone to battle. They have gone to fight. And I know that David, I don't know why he didn't go to the fight, to the battlefield. But the Bible said he was walking on top of his building, on the roof, and he saw a naked woman. Immediately, by virtue of seeing the naked woman, his will changed. His will what? Changed. Number two, his emotions also changed. Praise the Lord. So if you want to be transformed, you must understand what I'm talking about. The reason why children, you go to school is for you to be transformed by the things you are being taught. You move from being a child, I move from a place of nobody to a place of being a teacher. And therefore, the characteristics of a teacher became part of me. If you take somebody like Ben, who is a nurse, he has been transformed from the other colleague of his. He is now a nurse. By virtue of allowing the things he has studied, he has been transformed. Now, if you give me a thermometer to take a thermometer temperature of somebody, I may be slightly confused whether to put it into his head or his nose or his mouth. I don't really know what to do. But if I also put him in a classroom and I ask him to teach a particular student, he will also be confused because his transformation has not been configured in that perspective. Hallelujah. So your mind plays a particular role and it is the point of transformation. Praise the Lord. What we feed our mind controls our will and our emotions. Praise the Lord. What you feed your mind. Do you not know that somebody can sit you down? You have not met anybody before, but somebody can tell you stories about the person and your perspective about that individual will change because somebody changed your mindset. Praise the Lord. Haven't you ever been told that when you came here, you were so zealous, you wanted to work in a particular company? Until you met somebody who decapitated your mind and told you that blacks don't do this job or this job belongs to these people. By virtue of that, it doesn't matter how well you were equipped, you decapitated your mind to a place of nobody. I came here to announce to somebody you will take your rightful place in the name of Jesus. I said you will take your rightful place in the name of Jesus. Whoever controls your soul controls you completely and totally. Our mind is that which influences the relationship we have with God. So every relationship you have with God is determined by your word, your mind. That is why for some people, I wonder, as a pastor, when I watch certain ministers, when the pastor is even preaching, you will see people having seed and putting the seed under the feet of the pastor, or there is a offering bowl there and they put the money in it. When the pastor is what? Is preaching. Eh? And somebody, it is offering time and somebody is even not giving. The difference between the two of them is their mind. What you have fed your mind with determines how far you go in life. So you must feed your mind properly. It is not your size that determines whether you can be somebody or not. It is your mindset. Praise the Lord. Even when it comes to the place of prayer, prayer doesn't just engage our mouth, but also engage our mind. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21, it said, to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. We can limit the move of God just by the way we think. Huh, how can this be possible? That the ableness of God can be crippled by your mindset. The way you think about a man of God can determine what comes out of him. The Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 13 verse 57, 58. The Bible said that Jesus went to his own town and could not do much miracles because of the way they were thinking about him. It said now there they offended him. They were offended in him, but Jesus said unto him, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Unbelief is not action, it is also a mindset. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. In Romans chapter 12 verse 2, it said, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is and his good and pleasing and perfect will. Our transformation by the renewing of our mind is that which gives us access into the will of God. Did you hear what I said? Your transformation is that which gives you access into the will of God. You don't think like a man, you think like God. His will is good, his pleasing and perfect will. And that will be your portion today in the name of Jesus. The Bible said that Jesus wanted to walk in the will of God in Luke chapter 22, verse 41, 42. It said, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it be your will, that let this cup, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. When Jesus was talking that kind of language, his mind was at work. You can't walk with the will of God if your mind is not on the will of God. Praise the Lord. There are a lot of us in church, but God is not in us. Our thinking process doesn't involve God. Recently, there was a gentleman, as I teach students sometimes, you wonder. There are things you do, and they begin... I wish I can get an example. Thank you, Father. Have you ever encountered somebody, you said something, and what the person thought they heard, it's contradistinctive to what you said. And you are wondering, how did you even think about that? What were you thinking for you to even think that that is what I said? Have you ever encountered that? You say something and the person was... Hallelujah. I was told by... I heard Bishop Dav giving a testimony. Not a testimony. He was saying about what we are thinking. And the man of God was going to invite a lady pastor. And he was thinking about the woman from a different perspective. Because that woman was a bit endowed at the front level. And this man of God just took the mic and said, this woman I'm going to invite, she's a very powerful woman and she has got endowment at the front. So when a pastor says that, the problem is not what he said, but what he was thinking. So some of you, when you see people behaving in a way, look at what they are thinking. Praise the Lord. He said, Jesus wants you to know that you have to set your mind above. Because of time, today is the time. Number one, I want to talk about how to transform your mind. Number one, spending time with God by studying his word. This is not the preaching and the things you hear about I'm talking about spending time with the Word of God. That when I spend time with the Word of God and you look down upon me, I begin to talk to you from the perspective of the Word of God I've enjoyed. When I talk about the Word, spending time with the Word of God, it is not just reading the Bible or books related to the Bible, but spending time to have your mind engaged with the Word of God. When you engage somebody, when a man engages a woman, it means that the woman is not able to play with men like the way she used to play with. It means that you have been engaged into what we call fatic communion, into a relationship. And by virtue of that, when you read the Bible must engage your mind. You don't understand what I'm talking about. When your teacher look at you and tell you you will be nothing and you have spent time with the Word of God, you know the level you will. That is why the Bible said that when the devil wanted to tempt Jesus, or when the devil tempted Jesus in Matthew, the Bible said that when the devil spoke, Jesus spoke from the Word of God. He said, it is written. His mind was saturated with the Word of God. You can't transform into the image of Christ if your mind is not set on Christ. Praise the Lord. This isn't just reading the Bible or books that will help you to know God more, but allowing the Word of God to impact on your mind. The Word of God captures your mind. It takes hold of your mind. Most of us are in church. Our mind is not on the Word of God. Our mind is separated from the Word of God. Therefore, the transformation that must take place in our whole being is not happening. Why? Because our mind is not set on God. I remember many years ago when I was looking forward to hear the voice of God. I was walking one time in a place in Ghana called Dakuma Junction, and I heard somebody call my name. Immediately I turned. I was not expecting a man to call me, but I was looking forward to hear God's voice. Oh, you have no idea. That is why God can speak to you and you don't even know it is God, because your mind is not set on God. Oh, you have no idea. I'm not talking about reading the Bible. I'm talking about the Bible engaging your mind. After Jacob had an engagement with heaven, and he got up from the place where his mind have had intercourse with the Word of God, the Bible says his brother wanted to kill him, but after he got up like a champion. He went down like a man. He rose up like Israel, a nation. The Bible said when he was going to face his brother, before he thought he was going to face a man all by himself. But when he had engagement with heaven, the Bible said that when Esau met him, he couldn't even try to kill him, but because he can't kill a nation. Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about. You don't understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about engaging your mind on the Word of God. This is the point where the Word of God begins to impact on your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. You can't sleep much because you want to study the Word of God. You want to familiarize yourself with God. How can it be that unbelievers know our God more than we, the believers, know our God? I'm talking about transforming your life by personal discipline to know God. I like it when Paul said, that I may know him. I want to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. If you begin to know about God, your life cannot be the same. You cannot read this Bible and be the same. It's not possible. It doesn't matter what. Jesus was great because he had the Word of God in him. The Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I like it when the Bible said nothing was made without him. All that was made involved the Word. Everything created was not excluding the Word. It was including the Word. We walk like people of no hope. Why? Because we don't know what the Word is saying. Oh, I want to spend time with the Word. I don't want to spend time on YouTube and watch something that will contaminate my mind. I want to watch something. I want to listen to the Word of God that will change my whole being. I was reading the book of Numbers, and I came across, when you read the book of Numbers, most of the chapters started by, "And God spoke to Moses." When was the last time you heard the voice of God? When you read the Bible, is it a fictional book you are reading? These are words that are spirit. They are sharper than two-edged sword. Believers have no place. Your mind must have intercourse with the Word. I like it when Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, he said, "I am crucified with Christ." This thing he's saying, he didn't see Christ. He read about it. He read about the Bible so much that he said, "I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Precious one, the transformation Paul was talking about is not for those who are born again, who are born. When Paul was talking in Romans chapter 12, he was not talking to people who were born, but he was talking to people who were born again. Oh, you don't understand the difference. You don't understand the difference. He was not talking to people who were born, but he was talking to people who were born again. Oh, you cannot understand these things I'm talking about if you are just born and you have not been born again. In John chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, and Jesus answers, "Moses, surely I say unto you, unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Praise the Lord. "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Immediately we became born again, our purpose in life changed. Our old self is a life of pleasing ourselves, a life of gratifying the desires of the flesh. It is also a place where we operated by our sensual perception. But when we became born again, our purpose became to please God." If you have not yet come to that place yet, then you are not born again. I'm going to end here. I don't have much time today. But anybody under the sound of my voice, I am here to tell you, it's about time you begin to engage with God's Word, not from the perspective of just having just the theoretical knowledge about Him, but having intercourse with the Word of God and coming to a place where you have experiential knowledge. When you meet Elijah, he has got a perspective about God that you have no inclination about. Precious one, don't live your life like somebody who have not got the Word of God with you. The Word of God is powerful. And anytime you become born again, I want to tell somebody under the sound of my voice that it is time for you to have fellowship with the Word of God. You are seated here, you have been a Christian for many years, but your life has not been transformed. Oh, when you look at me, you can see God. When you look at me, you will know that God is with me. The Bible said that Joseph was put in the pit. Joseph was put in the prison, but the Bible said he was put in Potiphar's house. The Bible said in all his journey, people could look at him and know that the things that happens to him cannot happen to him without God with him. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet, somebody. You want to pray today and say, "Father, I want to know you. I want to know you more." Let me have the singers on the stage. You want to pray, say, Father, I want to have an intercourse. I want to have fellowship with your word. I want to be transformed, but I want your word to engage me. That when I read the Bible, to me, it may look like 2 minutes, but to God, when I look at the time, human time, it's 2 hours. Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about. You want to pray, say, Father, I want to know you. I want to be transformed, but I want my mind to be renewed. I want my mind to be engaged with your word. Begin to pray. Take me, Lord. Take my mind, take my soul, Lord. I need you, Lord. Let me set my mind on your word. Let me study your word. I want to have an encounter with the Logos. I want to have an encounter with the Rhema in the name of Jesus. My Father, when I have engaged, when I meet your word, I want my life to change. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move me now. I want to set my mind on you, God. I want to know more about you. Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
move me now. Just so that the man, the person with the brick business, couldn't come. He came, but I don't know why he didn't come, but he's gone. We'll get hold of him later. Amen. Look at me. God is still speaking. God is still speaking. Put your hand on your chest. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that you are going to engage with God than as ever had before. Your relationship with God will be intensified and gratified. Amen. You are going to transform to an image that the world has not encountered yet. Amen. That your family has not encountered yet. Amen. That your community has not encountered yet. That the nation you are in has not encountered yet. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice that you are being lifted up like an eagle. In the name of Jesus, you are no more going to be interrupted. You are not going to be stopped. You are not going to be deterred in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are rising up in the strength of Jehovah, that you will be transformed because you have engaged your mind on God. I thank God for your life. May you be blessed and highly favored. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody shout a big amen. Amen. Shall we share the grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God,